There is nothing worse than untapped potential. If you know that you're made for more, this is the place. I know that every successful person I've ever met has one thing in common. They do not let themselves fall victim to their circumstances. They figure out a way to rise above it. So join me on this journey where I help you to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business. If you're feeling stuck and you're needing some practical tools, some hope to get you to that better life, this is definitely a place for you. Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I am your host, Lachelle Weamy. And today, you guys, we get a chance to talk to human design author and speaker expert, Christy Sullivan. You guys, I love, love, love human design. And I use it in my clients' programs because I think it's so cool how we are literally designed to be exactly who we are from the moment that we're born. And I know that we read that in scripture and we kind of get that feeling, but it's so cool when we get a chance to have somebody tell us all of the cool features that we have uniquely to use in our world and how we can leverage that to get unstuck, how we can leverage that to get into the next level of our lives and of our business. And Christy, I just couldn't wait to talk to you. We've been trying to make this happen for a while, so it's here.
It's exciting finally to be here, and thank you so much for having me.
Yes, oh my gosh. So I would love for you to tell us a little bit about you and your business and your book, like kind of give us a snapshot of who Christy is.
Thanks. I am excited that, you know, I discovered human design about 7 years ago. I came from a marketing and communications background and career, and learned to teach yoga years and years ago as well. And I still do that. But about 7 years ago, I came across human design and really was so fascinated by it. I would start to tell people about it and just share it with my friends and pull up charts for my family. Yeah. And then in 2020, I had an opportunity to change from my full-time marketing career into my own business and started to use human design, my design, my blueprint to uncover sort of what was next for me and what was my next part of the journey. And that was to teach human design. And so I now am a sole professional, full-time business owner doing human design readings and helping to share information about human design with people.
Okay. So for those people that are listening that have never heard of human design, or maybe just don't really know what it is, why don't you describe a little bit more about the science of that?
Of course. So human design, it's a blend of astrology, the chakra system, Kabbalah, I Ching, quantum physics, some old and modern technology, but very old philosophy about this idea that on your birth date, there's certain energy in the cosmos, and it helps imprint sort of this coding for you of your energy. So it doesn't dictate, you know, your personality or your life experiences or what's going to happen along your journey. I call that your soul journey. That's eventually what you uncover, but this is the car that you're driving on that journey. It's an actual energy blueprint. You can look it up online and just need to know your birth information, including time if you can. And you then will see different things on this chart, starting with your energy type and then symbols and shapes and numbers. So it can be kind of complex, but it helps you to understand who you are at your core. And remember, as we come into this world, then we have life experiences and things that kind of layer on top of that and become our personality and our outer character. So this is sort of who we are at our core and can be a really useful tool.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you guys, I have a program called the Exit Strategy that I use human design and partnered with the DISC assessment to be able to give you a solid viewpoint of who you are at the core, but also how your experiences and your personality has been able to evolve over time so that you can really start to leverage everything that you have been uniquely and divinely appointed to do, to have, to experience in this life. And I think that oftentimes, Christy, we get stuck in this place of, you know, confusion. And we really long for clarity. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know if I'm on the right path. I don't know if I'm cut out for this. I don't know if I'm hearing God right. I don't know if this is for me. All of those things. And I think that it's such a great tool because it's, again, not influenced by anything that happens to us. It's literally just how we were brought into this world.
Yeah. And I love DISC too. That was something I mastered before human design. But what you're talking about, I want to point out, a lot of it is what we normally do, which is use the thinking head to figure things out, to try to take in information. And I was just on a call sharing an intro to human design with a group. And the idea is we want sometimes information, we look for information. And what human design does, I feel like it helps us activate more of that energy that's actually in us. Yes. So it's not just in our mind where we're figuring out and learning about who we are, but it's also what we call the experiment of really embodying and saying, oh, wow, that really does feel like me. I feel validated. I feel seen. And there's now this more than just the mind thinking, it's the body. And the sensations and your energy really kind of lighting up to say, wow, this is who I am. And I know it's true. I feel that it's true.
Yes. And I love that. You know, people that have followed me for a long time know that I can geek out on all things like brain science and quantum physics. And that is how I'm able to help people have faster success, faster impact and income, is because we tap into that flow. We tap into that energy that is all around us. God wants us to work with him and through him in order to truly step into our divine purpose. And I just love that you are allowing us to get more insight into that deep inner sense of who we are at the core of our energy. And you did a reading for me right before we popped into the recording zone here. And you said that I was, or confirmed, I guess, that I'm a generator. So tell me a little bit about what that means and how your expertise would be able to help me in what I'm doing.
Great. And I want to say that there are 3 billion combinations. So this really, your design is unique to you, but we do look at it in layers. And the first layer we usually start with is called the energy type. And you're usually one of 5 categories or 4 categories. And the generators predominantly are 70% of the population. So I also am a generator. And the generator types really, the makeup is that, you know, we're busy bees. We like to be productive and be doing things. And we're builders and organizers. And we, like to just coordinate things and have tasks to do. And that's because we actually have the energy for it if we're feeling healthy and rested. The other 3 types, which we may not have time to go over, but they're not with that sustainable energy, workforce, life force, we call it. They need time, downtime. They need time throughout the day. They kind of need to recharge their car battery, so to speak. And so that's a big difference. So when you know that you're a generator type, what's really important is you're doing work that you love, because that will recharge you automatically. That will help you feel more energized. So if you're in a stuck job, for example, feeling stuck in a job, it's probably because it's not lighting you up anymore. And you're noticing that. And what we tend to do is think that we have to go figure it out. And I love that people are working with you through things like quantum physics and not only the spiritual side that you bring, but you know, the science and the embodiment again. And when you learn what needs to shift in your life for you to feel in alignment in areas like your health, your wellness, your relationships, the career also changes. Like everything starts to align. And so that's a beautiful thing of what I can see that you're doing.
Yeah. And you guys, like Christy and I were talking, because she also, you know, left her corporate job, as have I. And And it's true. Like, I have to have boundaries, Christy, around my work day, because I could get into flow and just do things like into the night. And I'm like, okay, kids are off the bus. I see them in my window. It's time for me to, like, you know, pack stuff up, because I'm such in flow. And I think that sometimes when I was in my career and I was feeling stuck, it was that I couldn't express all of the creative energy that I had. I felt like I couldn't use all of the ideas and the brainstorming and the contribution to the greater good. And I felt like I was kind of stuck in this box of who they needed me to be, not who I knew I could be. And how does that pack into all of this?
Well, it's beautiful that you noticed that. And like you said, you know, it's not just work that as a generator type two that we need to be doing. It's the other areas of our life. We want to find that combination of things that light us up. Yeah. And it may be that you need more time to be creative and it's outside of your job. You may need more time to be in nature. And again, focusing on maybe health and wellness. Self-care for me is a big piece of what I also teach, because maybe it's creativity that's your self-care, but it may be also, you know, developing your own self-empowerment and personal development, learning about yourself, that inner self-care, that also that alignment with whether you God, the universe, or whatever you believe is that higher power. And that's also inner self-care. So when you're doing those things in that combination, whether you're a generator or any type in human design, it again, it's helping your energy to get more into a flow and alignment. So you're not feeling, again, stuck, or even worse, burned out or overwhelmed.
Yeah. So you're saying basically that when you're kind of in alignment with where you're supposed to be, it actually adds more energy to you.
Yeah. And some of that alignment comes again from that inner work. When you focus on what's on the inside, some the outside aligns as well, you'll find maybe an opportunity comes up for a new job or a trip. Maybe it's time for a vacation and downtime. And it's not that it magically appears. It's that you're making shifts internally to help. It's kind of like calibrating that car engine so that you're traveling on the right path with the right speed, with the right kind of gasoline. All of that has to do with how that journey plays out.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And what you're talking about also is just like that resonance energy, right? Like when we're vibrating at a certain frequency, all of a sudden we start to notice things that are at the same frequency, even though they've been around us the whole time, right? We start to notice that they start to come into our sphere of influence. And so I love that, because it gives all of us hope, right? That things can get better, that things cannot feel like we're constantly pushing, you know, the rock uphill or hustling for the sake of hustling. And one of the things that you mentioned a couple of minutes ago was self-care. And I want to touch on that, because it's so important, you guys, especially those of you who are working, you know, your corporate career, you are a mom and you're trying to juggle the family, you know, all of the things, and trying to be a good wife and also, you know, running a business. And oftentimes when we're trying to get our business up to the point where we can start stepping back from our corporate career, it's really, really hard, because we're constantly working, right? And I mean, did that happen with you when you were making your transition?
Yes. And what I learned really was that was a lot of conditioning, this programming that, well, if you really want to leave that and move into this, you have to work twice as hard and stay up all night. And what happens is that leads to burnout for sure. And we certainly can be successful like that, and we can work hard, but there's usually a price to pay, or it doesn't feel great. And what I want to say is that when you, again, are focusing on not just that transition, but how are you being, and what do you need for that self-care, bringing it back to that self-care. We get into the head a lot. That's where conditioning is. It's the thoughts, the ideas that were either planted there, or the programs of, well, if that person does it that way, that formula, I have to follow that too. And really, you're unique. And self-care is the best way to, again, turn the attention inward and say, what do I need to support myself right now? What do I need to shift maybe some of the self-limiting beliefs or the ideas and mindsets that are outdated for me? What do I need to feel more vibrant? And like you said, that higher vibration. So those kind of little calibrations are what we need on a self-care arena.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I want to talk to you a little bit more even about what self-care could look like and how do we discover like what's the best for us. But I want to just mention, you guys, that she's talking about a place that we can get to. And this is like why I'm into all of the things that I'm in. We don't have to hustle for the sake of hustling. We don't have to grind and push and push and push. Like the best way for me to describe this, Christy, is I think of the movie Finding Nemo. Have you seen that movie like ages ago, right? And you know, there's my favorite little fish, Dory, who's saying, just keep swimming. And that's what a lot of us do, right? We just keep swimming and, you know, force a smile on our faces and try to cheerfully keep going and making all the pieces fit. But they get to a point in the movie where they meet Crush the Turtle and he's like, dudes, all you need to do is get in the EAC, and he shoots them right into Sydney, like where they're supposed to go. And that's how I feel quantum physics is. That's how I feel when we get into flow with our divine purpose and where God is trying to lead us. It doesn't have to be us swimming upstream, working harder and trying to pretend like we're okay. It literally can be as easy as, whoosh, there I'm into Sydney. If we can allow ourselves to tap into that divine centeredness, that energy force that we have been given as a tool, that allows us to fuel us, that allows us to put forth the best versions of ourselves, that allows us to be able to follow the path of our divine appointment. And I just thank you for pointing that out, because I do. I think that sometimes we think that we have to hustle in order to be successful. And that's what I find with a lot of my clients. They literally think, okay, crap, I'm not getting this far as I want to. And so I just need to work harder. And then I get burned out and overwhelmed and their family's mad at them because they're on their phone all the time. And it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah. And my story similar to that is when I discovered human design, I had been doing a side hustle, and that's what we called it, right? To see if this network business that I had joined would help me create income that could replace my corporate job. And so I was doing that side hustle, and I was doing it in a way that was the formula that I was supposed to follow. And I had sometimes like some momentum, I'd be in the flow, but then I'd fall away and I wouldn't understand. I'm like, why are we not all, if we're following this formula, then reaching the same, you know, level of success? And then human design came in. And when I realized is that the way that I'm built is different, and everyone is built differently. And some people can work really hard, and some people want to work. They don't feel that it's even work. But when I recognize that what was really lighting me up and how to get into a flow in a different way, then it was like you said, it was that quantum physics, almost a science behind it. Suddenly a switch turned on. It was really amazing.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I would love for you to use me as a guinea pig if you need to, Christy. You have my chart in front of you. Like, what things, if I were, let's just pretend that I was in that same boat, right? Like where I'm in a company and I'm using it as my side hustle, and I'm looking around and I'm like, why am I not as successful as everybody else? Why is this working for me? I'm doing everything and I'm not able to replace my income yet. What are some of the things that I could use my chart to give me some insight that I could maybe leverage or do something differently?
Yeah, great question. And there's always three things that are really key when you're starting off with human design and looking at your chart. The first we talked about is this energy type, knowing what's that first layer, and you're a generator. So one of the first questions I would ask is, are you doing work that lights you up? Because that's so important. A generator feels like they're in the flow and feels good. Things start to shift when you really work that lights you up. Yes. It doesn't mean you have to stop doing all the other work, especially if you're at your job, but just to notice where you put your attention on. And then the second thing we would look at in your chart is where, what's this strategy that can be helpful for you. And for generators, it's this idea that we need to identify and be aware of opportunities instead of trying to force things to happen. Yes. And we like to respond. Our energy likes to respond. So once we start to back off from that initiating, I have to make this work or I should do something, but you shift to what are the opportunities around me? What do I want to say yes to? What do I say no to? And that leads to the third part, which is how are you making decisions? We call this the authority. And for you, for example, you have the emotional solar plexus, which is really your main guidance in your design for making decisions, which means you have a natural high and low in your emotional center. And this is important. 50% of the population have this. And that means you should take time to make decisions. Notice if you're using the head, but if you actually wait to notice how you feel about something and give yourself time, like time to sleep on it, especially if it's a big decision. Does that resonate for you?
Absolutely. And that is so brilliant. And I think that, you know, it allows for me to take all of the pieces of the puzzle and put it together. Like I, you know, am so coachable. And so if somebody gives me a formula, right, and they say, hey, this is what you need to do. You need to reach out to 5 people every single day and, you know, do this, this, and this. It's like, okay, I'll do it. Right. But then it's like, sometimes you're not getting the results. And I think that knowing me, knowing that I can allow myself and my intuition to come in, when we can tap into that, you guys, it's a matter of, instead of doing 100 things that everybody else is doing, I get to do the 5 things that feel right to me and that I can be as productive because it's the 5 right people that I'm talking to instead of the 100 people that everybody else says that I should be talking to, right? And so that's why it's fun. You can build your business faster when you start to recognize that if you can trust your intuition and let it lead you, it can tell you, hey, these are the people that you should be in front of.
Exactly. Exactly. And something you just hit on, which is you need to say sometimes no to things or be more intuitive with what's the right thing to say yes to. When we're saying yes to too many things, especially as the 70% generators that we are, we like to be busy. We say yes to too many things. Our plate is too full. We end up being burned out and we've missed opportunities because our radar is kind of fogged up and we're not really calibrated to this magnet battery that we have to have the right opportunities come to us because we're just too busy. So saying no, being really discerning and even slowing down can be really helpful, especially again in the decision-making process, which is so important for all the types. So something that's also unique, I want to point out in your design, and we would talk about this like in a reading, yeah, is you are rare in that you have what's called the will-centered definition, which means you have a lot of willpower. Mm-hmm. Most people don't have it consistent. You tend to, which just means you're great with routines and consistency. You like to make promises and keep them, and not everyone can keep them as easily as you can. And just that you're kind of got this built-in extra battery pack, I call it.
Well, yeah, and that's interesting because all of the things that you talk about are things like my biggest fear is that I'm going to let somebody down. Right? Like that's my fear, but it's easy for me to like let that happen because I overestimate what I can get done because I'm a generator. Right. So I think that I can, you know, and I underestimate how much time it's going to take me. And I say yes to things that I shouldn't because I don't wait. Right. And now all of a sudden it's like, oh crap, I promised, you know, myself that I was going to get this done today, but now I can't. And now I'm fearing that I'm going to let somebody down. And so it's really just taking all those pieces. And I think that's what's really fun too about using human design in you know, strategizing your business and your next step is it helps us to see our blind spots. So when I'm working with my clients, I can use human design as a way for us to say, okay, hold tight. Like this is something that we need to watch for. Or, hey, are you using, you know, your human design to recognize that, you know, for example, you know, you need to have the energy and the passion to do what you're doing in order to make this happen. So I think that it's really cool when we can use it for recognizing our strengths, but also being aware of our blind spots
sabotage. Yeah. That's exactly, it's a great word, because blind spots just means that we just need to bring awareness to it. Yeah. It's something we have to fix or change. It's an awareness. And you've got like also these almost 4 battery packs. We call them the motor centers. So you definitely can feel like, you know, you set that high bar to like get things done. And yet we also need to rest those batteries sometimes. Like the root center that you have, it goes in spurts. The will center that I just mentioned, like you have to rest to replenish it. So even generators, we need our own downtime too.
Absolutely. Is there anything else that you wanted to point out? Because I love using, you know, myself as a guinea pig, you know, for highlighting all of your amazing expertise, Christy. Is there anything else that you wanted to touch on when it comes to my own reading or the things that we've talked about in the past?
I think just in general, I just want to again mention whatever type that you are, just being really aware of making self-care a part of your not only daily routine, but as part of your business plan. If, you know, this audience you have are business owners, it's really important that it's part of a plan of maintaining your business and operating your business. And whatever type that you are, just know that usually when you get wiser, older, you're starting to be more natural in your design. A lot of times people do readings with me and are like, yeah, that I know that about myself. I'm aware now about that. So work with somebody like Lachelle or, you know, contact me to learn more about human design. And really, there's so many great tools out there and practitioners to get guidance from.
My gosh. Yes. And I actually wanted to ask you this question, but when it comes to self-care, so for example, would you design a prescription basically for self-care practices or ways to recharge batteries based on somebody's design? So like, hey, Lachelle, most likely you're going to be able to recharge by this.
Yeah. So there's definitely some basic things like generators really need to make sure they get movement in their day. And then when we would do a one-to-one reading, we'd really look at, well, where are your challenges and what shifts do you want to make and what self-care needs to be a part of that based on your blueprint and your lifestyle. So we definitely do it in a customized way. And then there's also some things like if you're not the generator and you're one of the other 3 types, that you need even extra downtime before bed to make sure that you're unwinding.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love that. And you guys, this is all just such a beautiful tool to use on our journey. Like I believe very much that I want to use all the wisdom that I can grab. Like my strengths finders, I'm input and learner. Like I just can't get enough. And so when I think about this tool, it's like, why wouldn't we just use as many tools as we're given to help us on this journey, right? And do you have any advice, Christy, for somebody who is in that space where you're like, hey, I'm working right now. It's hard. I don't know how, you know, how I'm going to keep going on this, but I know that I'm being called for bigger and better, but life is really hard right now. You've been there. What kind of advice do you have for that person?
I think the thing that comes to mind for me right now is slow down, because we feel like we're hustling when we really have just too much that we've created. We've said yes to slowing down, taking even some just breaths. Self-care can be really simple to start with, like just taking some deep breaths. And of course, if you're really feeling overwhelmed, get in touch, get some support and reach out. We're here to support you.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. So one of the things that I always do, Christy, when I finish the podcast conversation up, is ask you guys to propose a question for the audience to think about that's going to help them kind of just go on that next step on their journey through the week as they think about what it is that you ask them to think about. So what would you love for them to ponder?
I'd love for folks to just consider what one kind of self-care thing can you add to help you in this coming week or month? And just to share, what do you really desire? I think sometimes when we allow our imagination and practice that muscle, that can also transform things in a big way for us.
Gosh, I love that so much. Thank you, Christy, so much for being here. And you guys, like, if you haven't already, make sure that you're taking a little screenshot of us and share us out in your stories, tag us so that we can shout out you as well. And it's just so fun to be on this journey with all of you guys. Have a great rest of your week. I can't wait to see you soon. And Christy, thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Untucked Podcast. I'm so grateful to be on this journey with you. And don't forget to check out the show notes if you want to get into my private club, The Better Club, to be able to learn better ways to be better, do better, and have better. So until next time, keep showing up. Let's get unstuck together. Have a great day.